VH3 Behind a Podcast. In 2009, a podcast so huge, so famous, so enormous, it took the world over with a storm. They were called Return of the Living Podcast, or RotoP. But behind the podcast, celebrity life was spinning out of control for the two podcasters, Brick the Freak and the Priest. The money and the success went to their heads, and before long, Brick the Freak was hooked on cocaine and amphetamine.
Yeah, I did it, and I loved it.
And the Priest could not stop buying IKEA items.
I didn't care what it was, sofas, shelves, even napkins. If IKEA sold it, I had to have it.
But increasing addictions were ruining the show. They were no longer snappy and hip.
I'm so tired. Fuck the show. Fuck the whole thing.
They hit rock bottom.
I was broke, man. Broke.
To be at their bleakest, they decided that they needed rehab.
Those were the worst 3 days of my life. But now, I'm finally clean. Oh shit, cut the tape!
And the Priest was also troubled by the spirits.
I still can't walk by IKEA. I just need to buy stuff.
And then, against all odds, they fought back. And now, new and improved, they're better than ever. Return of the Living Podcast.
This is gonna be a good ass podcast. This is, as always,
The Priest. I'm the Priest, as always. Yes, yes.
And I'm Brick the Freak. And this is gonna be a badass, good ass.
It's gonna be a fun episode.
Yeah, this is
good. I really hope so. Don't you think?
This has been a fun episode already, without you people listening.
Yes, and of course.
We are in
I'm
case...
I'm going to get you a little closer to the microphone here, great, brother.
Great, I want to be close to the microphone.
Yeah, you can feel the good skin.
Yeah, the good skin on the mic.
No, that's the camera.
That's the camera on the little
I have no idea where the microphone is, but is it here? Is it there?
Nobody knows.
I don't know.
It's a big question.
It's a hidden microphone.
And I just want to tell you, in case you downloaded and you try to download another podcast, Priest here is trying to make noise with his little yogurt.
No, it's not yogurt.
Oh, yeah, he's sucking cock.
Yeah.
And,
Our motto, cock and candy.
Cock and candy.
You can't live without cock and candy.
C and C.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, I just want to tell you guys that if you downloaded this and you have like skeptical opinions about, oh my god, what did I download?
Sorry about this one.
This is
the messenger just quit.
I just want to tell you guys that this is Return of the Living podcast. Not Night of the Living podcast.
But the Return of the Living podcast.
Exactly.
As always.
And we are huge fans of Night of the Living podcast. So no disrespect to them.
Nope.
And this episode is going to be about George A. Romero. And of course, as always, we're going to have a bunch of other shit going on. And it's going to be fun for you people, man. It's going to be real fun.
We have no movies today.
No movies, just...
No music.
Only yogurt and George Romero.
Exactly.
And a strange girl laying in this bed.
Yes, a strange girl laying in my bed. And I like to take
Oh God, it's Robert! It's Robert!
Don't bring in Robert. That's the next episode. That's the next episode.
Sorry.
So I want to bring the thrill. My girlfriend's on the bed. She's waiting for me to... her and
so we will be right back after these messages. No, I'm just kidding.
not yet, sir.
We're not okay.
So, what do you want to tell us, man? What's been going on in your life the last
in my
week?
Life,
2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks. We do this,
this show every
2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks. Is this the microphone? Hello,
is this on?
Hello? Is this a microphone? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just kidding.
For the last 2 weeks...
What have you been doing?
That's a good question.
Come on, you saw Alice in Wonderland 3D?
But that was this Monday.
Yeah, but last it's Monday, still you
know.
Like...
Yeah, of course I watched Alice in Wonderland
Tell us.
3D!
How was that? Sorry, I have to tell you guys that we are broadcasting directly from Oslo, Norway, the shittiest place you'll ever see, and let's
also
hear...
known as the...
That was a big-ass sneeze
that
from
was
my girlfriend. Bring on the third, lady. This is
Come on! Let us hear it! Well, yeah... We are broadcasting from the crypt, also known as the catacombs.
Also known as the asylum.
Yes, as
the mental institution. The mental institution for the criminally insane. And tell us about the movie, man. Tell us about the movie. How was that?
First of all, the movie was in 3D, so that was a big change for me. I never seen a 3D movie in
never.
My whole life.
Really? Never?
Never. Wow. So, that was...
I have to tell you a story.
Okay.
Once, when I was a child...
Real story.
About like six or... No, about like four or five,
Let
I
me
think.
Guess. King Kong?
Yeah, exactly.
In 3D. Yeah.
King Kong was on the on the TV, actually. And it told you to buy... Those, you know, those old-fashioned 3D goggles with
made
the
off of paper.
Blue and red...
paper glasses.
Yeah. Exactly, those paper glasses.
Yeah, I know.
And I have to be honest, I don't remember seeing any difference. That was such a bummer. Didn't see any difference.
I know.
King Kong was not coming out of the screen, nothing like that. So tell us, how
well,
was
first
the
of all,
movie?
Alice in Wonderland was made for 3D. So
Tim Burton, everybody. Tim Burton.
Johnny Depp.
And
Tim
his
Burton,
wife.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Exactly. Good one.
Yeah, and some other people. Well, first of all, I put the glasses.
Unimportant people.
First of all, I put the glasses on, and it was
how huge are those now? They're huge.
It was like
they cover your
beyond
face.
Beyond my imagination. It was
they cover your
it
face.
It was. Awesome.
Yeah.
It was like...
Really?
We saw this Toy Story 3 trailer.
Yeah.
And...
It blew your fucking
mind. It blew
mind.
My fucking mind off.
Yeah.
It was like being there, you know? And when the movie started, you know, like, oh, this is Tim Burton. You could actually just see the intro.
Yeah, but you can pretty much see it. Yeah, because
you know,
the trees and the way they move and everything
yeah,
and the way they're molded.
So, the movie started. The intro of the... The first scene of the movie started...
You should really tell everything about the movie and fuck those Hollywood guys over. Like,
yeah.
Blow the fucking phone.
I'm gonna remake that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Well, the first scene started and it was... I don't know what to say because it was awesome. It was like being in that scene because it was so...
awesome.
It was so awesome, my God. But yeah, it was beyond my imagination, you know? It's like... I have never seen a 3D movie, so when it first started, it was like being there. So, and when things started to happen, you know, she came down to Wonderland, starting the meeting, the cat and Mad Hatter and all that stuff. The cat was so real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I felt like having the cat right in front of me.
It's
I was
like... It's crazy CGI.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome. I have actually never seen a 3D movie, like, lately, when the 3D has really developed into what it's gonna be.
You have Avatar, but...
I have not seen Avatar.
No. Neither do I. Neither do I. But about that movie wasn't built for 3D. Some scenes was made in 3D.
Okay.
But Alice in Wonderland was...
The whole movie was made in 3D. The whole movie
was made in 3D. That's awesome. It was supposed to be a 3D movie.
That's
Avatar wasn't
awesome.
A
That's
3D
so
movie,
fucking cool.
It was 3D, but it wasn't, I don't know, filmed the way Alice in Wonderland was.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. I get your point. I get your point. Totally.
And when it starts throwing things in Alice in Wonderland, I had to duck.
Really?
Yeah.
And
it was like, I don't know, I felt it was gonna hit me in the fucking face. It was so awesome.
And that is really, really cool.
And there was one scene with, I don't know what the name of it was, a dragon kind of thing, a monster, huge
yeah.
monster and stuff. And
I think...
He had this ugly tongue, you know, that it was gonna lick, it was licking with. And serious, dude, it was like, I was hitting in the seat because
yeah,
it was so real. I almost felt
the
thong coming
yeah,
and
exactly.
lick me. So I was like, holy shit.
That's really cool.
And to be honest, I was the only one that really
ducked.
So
everyone was laughing at you.
My girlfriend's like, she didn't duck, you know, and I was like, holy shit, I'm
this
the only
really
one.
Scary,
you know,
yeah.
So, but it was awesome.
Yeah, that. You actually just sold the movie to me. I think me and my girl were probably gonna watch it just because of the synopsis
well,
you just gave.
Okay, I didn't.
It's a good ass movie.
The movie was good.
Yeah, it was good. But the story, how good was
the
story?
The story was
really
good. I have seen a lot of.
Because you like a lot of crap. Right?
Yeah, I know. I've seen a lot of different, you know, TV versions and all that shit. And,
yeah.
But I haven't really seen the whole movie.
Yeah. Like, you mean Alice in Wonderland?
Alice in Wonderland. So when I first saw it, I was like, wow, it's very good. It's a Tim Burton movie, so you know what to expect, you know, from that. And Johnny Depp, he played the movie really good. His character was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter had
Johnny
a huge
Depp is
fucking
always
head.
Pretty good.
Yeah. She had
a huge fucking head.
She did.
In the movie or in real life?
in real life.
Sorry, Tim.
Well... An average of 10 skulls, I would probably get a 6.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's small. That's
I know,
small.
But...
Wow, because you just told us like it was the best movie ever.
No, the 3D thing was the best
yeah,
movie
exactly.
ever. The movie was okay, but you know,
okay.
you know...
Yeah.
If you have seen the cartoon, Alice in Wonderland is... It's a strange type of story. It's
yeah,
like more.
It's very like.
I don't know what. It's like.
You have
being,
to smoke some pot before
yeah,
you go see it.
It's like being in Wonderland.
Well,
sure was, but.
Me and my girl are probably gonna smoke some pot before we go see it, and that's gonna be the most awesome thing ever.
So for me, it's like. It's not. It wasn't bad. It was really good, but, you know, some points in the movie is very odd.
Yeah.
Strange, and. you know. So it's not like a horror movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know.
Okay, let me tell you what I've been doing this week.
I'm not done, dude.
Oh, you're not done. Okay, keep going.
I've seen the movie. I started writing. I told you about
a couple of scripts.
Yeah, I told you last time I was doing scripts and scripts and scripts, and I had a movie I was started writing on called The Unknown. Well, it didn't work that good, so I kind of banished
yeah.
the whole project, but I took a story instead. It was based on a true story, so more later on that in the next episode.
Yeah,
so, but
totally.
Yeah, I'm back on track with the Unknown movie, so.
Cool. Well, about my week, since you didn't ask, asshole.
Because I'm not done.
You're not done
no.
still?
No.
Okay, tell
Give
me.
Give me the chance to tell my story, my
yeah,
life,
yeah, but you have
my
to get done.
Diary.
It's almost 15 minutes into the show.
I talked for like two?
No.
Well,
I talked like 10.
Okay, this is a long story, though.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, get ready. Grab your ball of water.
I'm gonna
get
grab
your
my
cock,
balls.
And grab your balls. And here is the
start.
Here is the start.
Here's the story.
Over to you. What you been doing?
Oh, really? Wow.
No, I'm
nice,
done. I'm
nice,
done. Yeah.
Smooth crossover.
Yeah, I'm done.
My last 2 weeks, they have been no fun. It's basically me writing my scripts, my...
Our scripts or your?
No, my scripts, like my comic book scripts. Like, I make comic book strips and...
I did a work.
Strips, I mean strips, not scripts.
Scripts? Chips?
Strips. Scripts. Scripts and chips.
Small scripts.
Not so, scripts, but... I just send... I think about 15 of my strips over to one of the big newspapers here in Norway, which is Dagbladet. And I'm hoping that they're gonna release them, and I hope to get some money from them. And besides that, I'm finishing my book.
You know, to be honest, I really think you're gonna get some hope for from that magazine, because I was reading another huge newspaper here from Norway called VG.
Mm.
And I watched a comic strip. It was just a picture of Satan and his child and his wife. Well, the thing about that, the picture is kind of cool. The wife is human, and the child is cursing.
Okay, he's cursing.
So, he's like, you know, saying Satan, goddamn fuck shit. And the wife is like, honey, he's screaming for you. Because he's Satan, you know.
Exactly. So I think that's my problem. Like, most strips here in Norway are really bad. Not like the Boondocks, or not like most of the Rocky stuff. Rocky's pretty good. Yeah. I think Rocky's pretty good. But he's not Norwegian. Rocky, he's
Balboa.
Yeah, yeah, but he's Swedish.
Not the boxer.
Not the boxer. He's Swedish. That's one of the reasons I started making strips, because I thought it was... You know, I wanted to make some intelligence strips, and that's what I've been doing. So I send them to the newspaper, let's see what's happened, let's see what happens, and I'm gonna tell you, listeners, if I get famous, you're all on board.
And, yeah, of course, you're all on board.
And I just want to tell you, we have 80 members right now on Podomatic.
Well, at least we have 80 subscribers.
And if you subscribers are listening, if you send me, or... the mail, which is ROTLP at hotmail.com. If you send the word "fuck the podcast," I'm gonna send you a script. But you have to send your address and stuff. But I'm gonna send you at least five of those scripts. Okay, yeah. Personally for you. They have not been released, so if I ever get released, you can sell them on eBay. It's going to be worth a lot. Well, so the first 80 people that send those to our email, they're going to get a strip from me.
Or even better, just send us a mail and you're going to say, fuck you, freak.
Fuck you, freak. That's even better.
Fuck you, freak.
So you can choose, fuck the podcast or fuck you,
freak. You will get exclusive, well, leave your name. And you will get exclusive.
Leave your address and stuff. We're not going to reveal it to anybody on the net.
Exclusive
and we're gonna
strip with your name as a character. That would be nice. That would be nice. That would be cool.
And I just want to say another thing about the email address. The priest said, we have an address, and it's ROTLP, I want to say it again, at hotmail.com.
And I want to say something also. Be sure to check out our Twitter page.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Twitter.com/ROTLP.
ROTLP.
And become our friend or something like that.
Yeah,
that would be
whatever
nice.
You want to. And also, if you made a movie, if you made a script, if you made a comic, if you made a story, if you made anything that you want people to know about or us to know about, send it. Especially independent movies.
Like,
because one of my goals is to make an independent movie review audience. I want you to send movies that nobody has seen, and we can review them. We can tell you the real story about them, because we have knowledge inside of the horror theme. So, but
we sure do.
But do not be restricted to the horror theme. If you made a comedy, send it. We're probably gonna like it, because that leads to the next thing. I'm a huge fan of John Hughes, and Priest.
John Hughes is very—I don't know—he's mind-blowing.
He's huge.
He's huge.
And
It's okay.
Okay. And
it's mind-blowing, so that's kind of cool.
So I want you guys to go to YouTube, and I want you to write John Hughes montage. And I want you to click on the first thing that comes up in YouTube, and you're going to see one of the greatest montage ever made, which I'm going to show Priest in a couple of seconds after we go to commercial break.
Yeah.
And it's seriously, guys, it's awesome. It's great.
So, I have a question for you. What's,
yeah, sure.
Okay, you've been watching a lot of John Hughes movies, but which one is your favorite?
That is the worst question I could ever ask.
You can have one movie that's you like more
than the others. I know, but it's awful. It's
so hard because
there's so many movies that he made that are so close to my heart because I grew up in the 80s, I grew up in
the
90s.
You know, that's the reason I love the 80s.
Exactly.
I don't know, they had all the great comedy movies from the
80s. And that's one of the reasons that I love
music,
the 90s.
You know,
because
Baywatch, no, I'm just kidding, that was the 90s.
No, but when I watched TV in the 90s, most of the movies were John Hughes, you know? They showed The Breakfast Club, they showed Uncle Buck. They showed Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Weird Science.
Train, Planes, and Automobiles.
Oh, you're
automobiles.
Kidding.
Automobiles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, if I have to choose one, I'm not gonna choose one.
I'm gonna
give you two.
Okay, give me.
I have to give you two.
Give me two.
Okay, number one. Weird Science. I love that movie.
I grew
it's
up with
so
Weird
awesome.
Science.
I love Weird Science.
I love Weird Science.
And my girlfriend doesn't really like Weird Science, but I think it's
why not?
Awesome.
Probably because of the tits and everything and about the drink.
No, not that.
You fucking bastard.
No, it's not about that. It's mostly because she is younger than me, which means... And when she was younger, she didn't... she wasn't allowed to watch a lot of TV, so she didn't see a lot of the movies, so she doesn't have the nostalgic feeling that I do.
She's born in 2001.
Yeah, she's born in 2007, actually. My girlfriend is,
awesome.
Is 3 years old. But, hold on. Number one, Weird Science. Number two, The Breakfast Club. And a close number third is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Those three are my top ever.
And listeners, if you want to send us an email, please do. Tell us what yours are. And we're going to speak about them, totally. Because we're planning on making an episode about John Hughes, anyway.
There's a movie with Dan Aykroyd and John Candy.
There's a movie, okay. Is this just
I don't remember the name, but they're in family and stuff.
Yeah.
And John Candy plays a character that goes on a vacation on a cabin. I think that's a John Hughes movie.
Oh, yeah, that is a John Hughes movie. I don't remember what it is.
Oh,
because,
come on, what's that?
But I heard it on the Obscure 80s podcast, and I'm gonna look it up.
Fuck, well, I don't remember that movie. Fuck, what's that name again?
John Hughes was one of the... Well, I want to say something about John Hughes while you're thinking. One of the things that really hurt me about his life and all things like that was that he died while on a trip in New York. He was just walking down the street and he fell over.
It was 59 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was 59 years old. And I just think that's not the way you should die.
No, I know.
Just an awful way to die. And I don't think nobody should die. Like, I'm walking along the street and suddenly I'm just dying.
Come on, what's that name again?
Hold on.
You forgot. John Hughes made, Home Alone movies, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he made
Home Alone. They are one of my favorites.
He made National Lampoon's Vacation.
European Vacation.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
My God, I just love those movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see.
So much. 16 Candles, Nathan Hayes.
The Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors.
Yeah, I love that movie.
That movie's
biggity bomb.
I haven't seen it,
imagine. You should check it out.
Yeah,
I
totally.
Love it because I love
Do you have it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you have to borrow it to me.
I love John Candy.
And guys, really, John Hughes, if you have anything to say, Dan Aykroyd is one of my favorite actors,
and John Candy in comedy.
Yeah.
John Candy, he's just so amazing, you know.
He's awesome.
I love him, you know.
So. Okay, but I want to change the theme a little bit, because 2 weeks ago, we talked about Pontypool. But then again, yeah, we talked about Calabrese, the new CD.
Yeah, Calabrese 3, They Call Us Death, which is...
it came out 3 days ago.
Yeah, it sure did. I pre-ordered it and haven't got it yet, but I'm waiting for it. Because I live in Norway and it's like a long way here and...
Exactly, it takes a long way to come. But, so the thing is, on the first podcast we had, the original podcast, we were talking about Calabrese, and I said that some of the songs were like a drop, but I also told the audience that I had to listen to it.
Yeah, of course.
So I've been listening to it, and I have to say, it's awesome. It's so great.
Yeah, it sure is.
I can listen to the CD from the beginning to the end and just love every song.
That's what I've been doing. You know, when I got the album, I just put it in my, you know,
My computer,
and just listen to it straight all the time.
It's awesome. It's just a great CD.
I was like, ooh, it's awesome.
So Bobby and all
Jimmy
the
and
Bobby.
Tom. No, Tom.
Bobby, Jimmy, and I'm so Dan Davey. I'm Davey. So sorry, Davey. Great CD.
I'm shocked.
Just great.
Freak.
Yeah.
You don't remember them?
No, I know. It was my
names.
Fault completely. completely my fault, whatever.
You don't remember them names.
Well,
fuck.
Well, what more do we have to say? Let's go over the commercial break and we'll start off with George Romero.
Yeah, sure will.
Hello there, I'm Dr. Eduardo Johnson. I recently found out that by smearing my semen on my face, I got great skin. So now I'm promoting Dr. Eduardo Johnson's semen ointment around the world. Get yours today.
Welcome, guys. This is part two of the podcast. We're going to be talking about George Romero, the
legend of zombies. Movies.
Yeah, the grandfather of all zombie movies.
The grandfather of all zombie movies. I love it when I'm saying the same things like you always do. You sing the line first, and I'm coming after like an echo in the hole.
Echo in the hole.
Yeah, echo in the hole.
Echo in the hole, exactly. In what hole? You don't want to know, buddy. You don't want to know.
I'm feeling kind of like a horny right now.
Okay, we're talking about George A. Romero, and if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know who this guy is.
I'm going to ask you. I don't know what the A stands for, but I believe it stands for Alberto. Or it stands for Alvin. Or it stands for... Arthur, or it stands for Arnie, or Arnold. Or...
Those are all wrong.
Yeah, I know it's Andrew.
All wrong. Yeah, it's
<He's>
Andrew.
Andrew.
George Andrew Romero was born February 4th. Fourth.
Firth.
He
was born Firth.
I'm losing my tongue.
Yeah, he was born Firth.
He's
my name is Stan.
Which means he's a water man. Just like I am. He's an Aquarius.
I had a bad cold. Because
I'm born February
13th. Okay. You asked me, I forgot to tell you this, but okay. It's off
okay,
the case.
We're gonna go back.
No, it's like,
Drop it.
I had a bad cold last week.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. George Andrew Romero was born February 4th.
You know what? It sounds like you said,
you gotta stop.
It sounds like talking. George and Romero.
And Romero. Okay.
Andrew. Andrew!
Can we start?
Yeah, start.
George Andrew Romero. Andrew!
Yeah,
Romero
thank you.
Was born
thank you,
February 4th, 1940, which means he's 70. He is 70 years old.
And he looks really good.
He looks like Stan Lee. I want to bring that up. So
every, he looks good and like Stan Lee.
Every listener, go into Google, write George Romero, Stan Lee, Google it and go to images. Type it up, and you're gonna see some funny-ass shit, because they look so much alike. And at this age, of course. Well, if you don't know, I don't know why you're listening to the
fucking show. Yeah,
I know why you're listening to the fucking show.
No,
because
I don't either.
George A. Romero is the godfather of horror movies. He's the godfather, especially of zombie movies.
Yeah.
In 1968, if I'm not mistaken... When I check it out here, yeah, 1968, Night of the Living Dead came out, and it just, what just, it was just something new. It was something special.
It was really something new.
Yeah, and one of the big reasons that I think we bring up George R. Romero is because his horror movies, they're not just plain horror movies. They have so much depth. They speak in levels of how we're going and progressing as humans socially, and how our consumerism is going, and how we live as humans. And that's one of the reasons that I like and love George Romero.
You know, the reason why I love, you know, George Romero's zombie movies is mostly because when you start watching a zombie movie from George Romero, you don't get the story of what, how it happens. It's already there, you know, it's, the outburst is done, you know, and that was, I just love that, you know,
yeah.
In case it's like, okay, here's the story, how it happens, and then turns into something huge. No, I don't like that. But with George, my old pal.
Georgie boy. Yeah, no, but it just, I just love the, he's like, he showed through his movies that he's very actively political.
Oh, sorry.
He's very political, and he's really, he really shows those parts, the way he makes the movies. Like, he shows the zombies as he shows the monsters, but one of the most important parts are how humans relate to each other in situations like this. Like in most movies is made, when they have terrible things happen to them, the main characters, they always turn on each other, and they always, well, pretty much kill each other and go hysterical. And that's just such a great way to make a movie, where you make a horror movie, but you just don't worry about the blood and the gore, but you always care about that you're trying to say something, and you're trying to give a message. You're not just trying to be cool and just show, oh, here's gore, here's blood, but he's always trying to show you something more. He's trying to tell you, this is what's wrong with the world, this is what's wrong with humans. And I love that. I think it's just a great,
so,
great way.
You know, a lot of the movies has
a message,
a point, you know. It's like, it's like a zombie movie, but it's trying to also be something that's real in the world.
Yeah,
without the zombie things, you know.
Especially with Dawn of the Dead, where the zombies go to the mall, you know, that's so obvious. It's trying to tell us that humans, we just go to the mall because that's all we know.
Yeah,
you
know.
Yeah, use money, consumerism.
Money. Yeah.
That's all we know. Just use money. You know, kill ourselves with wanting things, wanting everything except knowledge inside ourselves.
It sure is.
You know?
So,
like, people want to buy things all the time. People don't want to get knowledge. They just want to make money. That's why people go to school, so they can make money, and they want to abuse.
Yeah, I know, but the saddest thing about the world is that if you don't have any money, you're kind of like dead.
Somehow,
you know, then you're a bomb or something, you know.
Exactly. In Norway,
that's the part I hate most, you know. If you don't have any money, you're like, okay, you have to die.
You're nothing,
you know.
And that's what
they tell you, you know. So the world is sick. It's really,
and that's
sick.
What they tell you at school, you know. In 10th grade here in Norway, before you go to high school, high school, they tell you, you have to be something, and being something means making money. Like, if you don't make money by what you do, you're not something. You're nothing. In this system, you're nothing. And that's why I love George Romero movies, because that portrays that point for me, that the people that make themselves money and make themselves wealthy and make themselves the perfect people, they are the zombies. Because they're just walking around, shopping in malls and everything. But people like us, making podcasts, we're something.
People always telling, you know, make love and not war.
Yeah.
But, you know, money... It's like a fucking war.
Yeah, money is war.
It sure is, because
wars you don't, make money.
People fight again, you know, for money and everything. Goddamn shit, what's going about? You know,
exactly. And that, and I love that we gone in this track, because most podcasts go and tell about how wonderful George Romero is, and we go on and tell how intelligent George Romero is, because any intelligent people out there, if you watch George Romero movie, you're gonna get what he's really telling you. You know, you're just gonna be like, oh, he killed a zombie, chopped off his head. Really,
another
fucking
zombie
funny
movie. But you know, yeah, he makes a lot of zombie movies, and a lot of the zombie movies are kind of like alike, but they always have a huge
common theme.
Yeah, common theme, and have a huge important
message
prospect.
Yeah. Great prospect. That's a good
word. Yeah,
it
sure is.
Yeah.
You know, and...
That's the point, that George Romero makes movies that are actually important. And in 1968, when he made Night of the Living Dead, people were protesting it. People were like, this is awful. This is discriminating. This is, you know, how can you have a black person as the main character?
In a black and white movie.
Exactly. Yeah, when you really can't see the color. But you know, but Stephen King said one of the most important things, I feel. He said, when I went to watch the movie, I went to saw it twice. I had to see it twice because I didn't know. And I didn't realize what I was seeing before the second time. And then I realized when people were protesting against the movie, people are protesting against the movie, against zombies. But when people got shot in Kent State in the 70s by cops and military, nobody was protesting that. Nobody really cared about that.
No.
That didn't come under, like, real news. Just because people care about movies and they want to protest about movies. And they don't really care about the real system. We care about the real system. So you know what? Fuck you assholes.
Fuck you assholes. You're banned forever and ever.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
Sure no, is. But yeah, I want to keep it going forwards, because we've been talking about a lot the old movies about George Romero, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead. They deal with these stuff. Like, because that was, you know, right after the time when the U.S. was going through the Cold War with Russia, and everybody was afraid about Russia dropping the A-bomb in the U.S., so everybody was terrified. And they were making movies like that because they had to have an outlet. They were terrified, so they made fear. But if you jump into now time in the movies, we have movies like Diary of the Dead, where he's just continuing the process of what he's done before. And I think he's continuing the process because he knows that things haven't changed that much.
Yeah. And in the movie Land of the Dead, I get a little feeling of the system again.
Yeah.
You know, the state, and it's all
when
about
the
money.
When they lock
the
zombies in cage, like, they put fences up, that's just how we are. We are in fences. You know, we live in fences, and that's a sad thing to say, but I'm sorry, dudes. We live in fences.
We sure do. So?
So, but you just got the last movie on DVD.
Survival of the Dead.
Survival of the Dead.
It arrived yesterday. No, on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Sorry. And
that's going to be a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it, because on the cover, it's written... The best movie since Dawn of the Dead.
That says a lot. That brings your expectations off the top.
That's a huge for that one.
Yeah,
so,
that's gonna be a great movie.
So we have to watch that movie, because.
And we're gonna be talking about it on the next podcast, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, even though.
Probably, or we
even
might
though
have an own episode of that.
Yeah, maybe, but even though next podcast episode is not going to be about George A. Romero.
No, it's sure not.
I'm sure we're going to be talking about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I want to just tell you what George A. Romero has done, so you people that you know, you're into George Romero.
He's just not a zombie dude. He has made movies.
Yeah.
That's not so zombie, and, I believe.
And he's done so much. Like, Night of the Living Dead, 1968. He was director. He was writer. He was editor and an actor. Actually,
that's,
he was an actor.
That's a cool thing.
And after that movie, he made a movie in 1971. That's called There's Always Vanilla. I've not seen a movie, so I can't
What is it about? Is this about vanilla?
No idea.
Vanilla Ice, the documentary by George Romero.
He made The Crazies, which is a movie we watched recently, which,
yeah,
again, brings up the issue about military control and...
Yeah, as always.
And martial law against the country and how the government can just screw people over and kill them with a good excuse.
Yeah.
Or a bad excuse for that sake. After that, he made Seasons of the Witch. He made Martin, which is a movie we are gonna review. Not the Halloween Season of the Witch, but another. But
which movie?
Season of the Witch.
Season of the Witch? Witch?
But we are going to review Martin, which is a vampire movie by George Romero.
Wow, I haven't seen that.
Me
either. I never thought he did a vampire movie.
So we're going to do a vampire episode later on,
yeah,
where we talk about all that stuff. He did Knight Riders, not the TV show. Not
no,
Knight Riders.
I know that, dude, because that was Glenn A. Larson.
Exactly.
Larson.
Geek?
geek. No, I'm not a geek. Yes, I bet
sick
his
obsession.
Name is Glenn Andrew Larson.
Sick obsession.
Yeah.
Sick obsession.
Sick, I love Hasselhoff.
Then he made Creepshow, but I have to
That's
tell you,
just an episode.
No. It's not an episode. It's the movie Creepshow from the comic books.
Oh, Creepshow 2. Okay.
In 1978, I forgot to tell you, after Martin, he made Dawn of the Dead. And after Creepshow, he made Day of the Dead. And then in 85, he made Document of the Dead. And
I
think that's an a documentary.
It's a documentary about the Day of the Dead, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Because I think I have that, actually.
Yeah, I have it on my on the Day of the Dead.
Exactly,
DVD.
Yeah, on that one. Yeah, and then he made Creepshow 2. Then he made
Drive-In
Madness, which is a movie that doesn't have anything to say. Monkey Shines, Tale from the Dark Side, the movie, Two Evil Eyes, Night of the Living Dead remake, The Silence
which is
of
very
the
good.
Lambs, where he was just an actor.
Wow, that's cool. I haven't seen Silence of the Lambs yet.
Oh, you really haven't?
No,
you need to see that movie.
I know.
It's awesome.
Just for you, George.
Yeah, I can give it to you.
Yeah.
The Dark Half, Bruiser, The American Nightmare,
I heard about
the
Bruiser.
Dead,
I heard about Bruiser.
Yeah, Misfits were playing in that movie.
Oh.
The Misfits, if you like those, I love them.
And the Dawn of the Dead remake?
Yeah.
Well, he has nothing to do with that, I think.
He did. He was a...
Writer. It's based on his writing, I think.
Exactly,
I think so.
And then Land of the Dead, he directed and writed. And he was also an actor. He was the
puppeteer.
Midnight Movies, From the Margin to the Mainstream, he was an actor. Diary of the Dead, director, writer, and actor. Dead On, The Life and Cinema of George A. Romero, which was a movie I tried to watch earlier on, but I couldn't find it on the internet, so that's
okay.
It. Dead Time Stories, actor, Survival of the Dead. As of right now, he's just a director, but I'm thinking maybe he wrote it.
Probably because it's George Romero's Survival of the Dead, but it's kind of strange if he hasn't written the movie.
Yeah, I know. I think it's weird. So
I think, really
I think probably he wrote it. And and finally, in 2010, we have The Crazies remake. And
it has nothing to do with that, probably.
Well, we don't know yet.
Of course. He's probably just a writer. It's based on his writing or something.
Exactly. So, I think we can... We don't need to give any skulls here.
No.
Because this is pretty obvious that George A. Romero is a 10.
Like you
ten
said, he's the grandfather of all zombie movies.
And we're making sort of a zombie movie.
Yeah, we sure are.
So,
which is called It's Still the Damned.
It's still The Damned.
The Damned.
That's the English title.
The English title for it is The Damned.
So, I don't know what much more to say about George A. Romero. He's just a terrific writer.
He's the grandfather I never had.
He's the grandfather I never had, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
You had a grandfather that treated you bad and sucked your cock. But then again...
Yeah, and again, he died when I was born, so that's okay. I don't know.
Wow, he sucked your cock fast.
Yeah. Look, he died, passed out.
Probably from your cock. But
yeah. From your cock.
Thank you very much for listening to the George A. Romero pod, and I think we have to go on into a trailer.
Yeah, we have a fan trailer.
We have a fan trailer.
I think it's from
Billy Henderson. I think
Billy. Is it from Billy Henderson?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I think he wrote a trailer where he's in, like,
it was
he's the main character.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
You found it. I didn't.
Mr. Billy. So. Okay. Let's go over to that and we'll finish up after these quick messages.
Billy Henderson, age 15, loves to help out in his community. And every winter he shovels snow for his neighbors.
Oh, thank you, Timmy.
It's Billy, Mr. Drapple.
That's what I said, Timmy. Here's a penny.
But one evening, as he was shoveling snow, some neighborhood hoodlums bullied him, beat him, and left him to die in the freezing weather. But something strange was lurking in the air that night, and somehow Billy didn't die. The injustice was so fierce that the winter gods gave him the chance to get his vengeance. And he is now back for revenge. He kills and kills and kills. After he's done, they won't need a shovel. They'll need a mop to mop up all the blood. The shoveler.
Hello, we're back.
Hello, we're back again after our this trailer sort of thing.
And great trailer from Billy Henderson.
Yeah, sure.
From Key West in Florida.
Well, I don't know. I didn't pay too much attention. Yeah, I don't know. From Key West, Florida. Ah, we're giving too much clues here.
Well, look. If you guess what next episode is gonna be, the keywords are. Key West, Florida,
Robert,
and haunted. If you get the clues and you understand what they mean, and you send us on the next email what we're gonna talk about on the next episode, then you'll get a little special present from us. But you have to send it on email. It's ROTLP
@hotmail.com.
So tell us what it is, and we are gonna send you a little gift.
Yeah.
A little nifty gifty.
That would be really awesome. A naked picture of Freak here with his beloved man-child.
With my beloved man-child. You wanna see him. You know you do.
Yeah, I sure do.
So... this is the end of this episode, and I just want to say this was a pretty fun episode. It's been different because I got to talk about a little politics, and that's not something that I'm used to, and thank you for letting me do that. And
yeah, it was a very different kind of episode because we didn't talk about any movies or music or
we just talked about a lot.
Games or whatever. We just
talked about
randomly.
A director, writer, editor,
sort of a little randomly,
actor,
right here and there, and blah, blah, blah.
And thank you. I just want to tell George A. Romero, thank you for letting us have the opportunity to talk about your great horror movies. Thank you for giving us hope. Thank you for giving us, like, we are small-time movie makers, and you gave us hope that somebody with $10,000 could make a movie that now stands as the best horror movie ever.
Yeah.
And by that I mean Night of the Living Dead.
It sure is, sure was, or is.
And I wanna say, since we just watched the montage of
John Hughes' 80s montage.
Exactly, so again, go on YouTube, write John Hughes' 80s montage, and I just wanna tell, thank you, John Candy, thank you, John Hughes, for making me laugh when I'm not watching horror movies, and thank everybody for making me laugh when I'm not watching horror movies. And thank you for listening. This is the highlight of my life, and thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah, check our Twitter page, Follow us. Please write us on our mail.
Please write us on our mail. It would mean a lot.
ROTLP@hotmail.com. As always. And I don't know.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for all your 80 subscribers. And hopefully we will be more.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
And keep living in the teenage wasteland. No matter how old you are,
yeah.
No matter how young you are, we are all living in the teenage wastelands. From Brick the Freak and from
the Priest.
Thank you. Good night. Have fun. We'll catch you next time.
Stay horror and be nice to each other.
Thank you,
and,
guys.
And blah. And do what you want to do.
Bye-bye. I'm waving.
I'm waving. Waving.
Bye-bye.
Waving. Thank you, George Romero episode.
This is
bye-bye.
The part the music comes in, right?
This is a song called
waving.
Teenage Wasteland.
Waving.
We're probably gonna
okay, bye. Later, dudes.
Bye.
Dudettes.